Want to get to the Cubs. Clinton going to the playoffs for the first time in third row or third year consecutively since, I think, 1908. Want to get to the Cubs and maybe a little Rick Pitino talk, but let's start with your Chicago Bears. We welcome back to the program Dion Miller from ABC7. Dion, what are you thinking regarding tonight's Bears-Packer game north up there above the Cheddar Curtain?
I'm a little nervous for our Bears. I want them to really build on what they did on Sunday, but on a short week, Jordan Howard is not well. They're going to try and run the ball a ton, but he is not 100% healthy. So what that looks like tonight, I'm not sure. I mean, the bottom line is, John, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, 14-4 against the Bears. He is who he's always been. I'm not sure the defense can handle that on a short week. I would love to believe in them. I would love to, but I'm not sure that's going to be reality.
What time do you think my sister-in-law and my nephew should leave if they're traveling from the northern suburbs to get there in time for touring the stadium and taking in the ambience and seeing the pregame ceremonies and or protests?
Let's see. The game starts a little after 7. I would say they should leave around 2.
2? I would say noon.
Yeah.
I would say now. I'm too conservative. I drive slow. I like to take my time.
Yeah, you want to get up there and go to the Liney Lodge, see the atrium.
Jerry Kramer's restaurant.
Stop over by Curly's Pub.
Talking here with Dion.
Yes, you're right. Leave now.
Dion Miller from ABC7 here. Let's turn to probably a bigger story.
Cubs last night. Dion, where do the Cubs go from here? Obviously, it seems the team doesn't have what they did last year. A lot of people think they will not get by Washington. What you say?
Okay, well, what I say is that they are playing their best baseball right now, and I think we have seen them really come on in the second half. We've seen them come on in the last 3 weeks, right? Last year was so different, you guys. They didn't have to win to get into the playoffs. They weren't forced to win meaningful games late in September. I don't think you can diminish how valuable that can be for this team. We are seeing guys get well. I think that the biggest concern for the Cubs is that their best pitchers of the last couple of weeks have been Jose Quintana, Kyle Hendricks, not Jake Arrieta, not John Lester. I think we want to see more of that. I think it was really impressive what we saw from John Lackey last night. I'm not sure what that means for him for the postseason roster, but comes down to pitching. That's how you're going to beat Washington. Washington is great. The Nationals are great in their rotation, their bullpen. Bryce Harper is healthy. It'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting matchup for them, but the Cubs believe in themselves. They believe in their talent. They believe in that experience from the last 2 seasons and the effort it took just to get back to this point. I mean, you guys have heard the statistics over and over again. First World Series champion since the 2011 Cardinals to return to the postseason the next year. I mean, they're the first team to win their division twice in a row since 2002. It is hard to get to this point, but learning how to do that, the environment Madden has created to breed this kind of winning and, you know, the quote-unquote sustained success Theo's been looking for since he arrived, it seems to be there. They're so confident in what they can do and the talent that is in that clubhouse. I don't think you can count them out.
John, we were talking about this Cubs movie that they might be putting together, and Bill Murray said that he would play. It's based off that, you know who could play him? Chuck Gowdy. Chuck Gowdy could play Joe Madden better than Bill Murray.
Never thought of that. I don't think Chuck has a lot of acting experience. But,
well, he's got the look.
He does kind of have that look, I suppose.
Honestly, throw some glasses on Paul Meinke, and you're not far off either, right?
And he's available. I mean, he's got a little bit more time.
He is. He's got more
time. And he's in shape now, too. Probably in better shape than Madden, frankly, with that long paddle. What about the University of Louisville playing, essentially firing Coach Pitino? That seems like this thing is turning into a mushroom cloud very quickly.
Oh, you guys, what a mess, right? And it's interesting because, well, I don't know if you call it interesting. It's such embarrassment for the university. But, I mean, Pitino should have been gone years ago with the other scandal that he has somehow survived. Talk about a guy who's had, 9 lives in college sports and even at Louisville. I mean, it's so disappointing. It's so embarrassing for the university, and it's sad for the kids who have believed in him and been a part of this, and for him to act like he had no idea. It's just absurd. I mean, it's a giant mess, and And he deserves what has happened at this point. I mean, it's the bet he has made, and he's got to deal with the consequences.
And it goes across, you know, when you include the athletic director, what you said is, I have a friend whose son is down there. He's a pitcher for the Cardinals, Louisville Cardinals.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it goes across every sport. You know, these kids, they work hard to get there. Some of them knew what was going on. Trust me, the university knew what was going on. But you're right, it's BS.
Oh, it totally is. And you can't. And I think that's what's most appalling, is to hear somebody like Rick Pitino say, "I'm so surprised that these things were going on." Oh, come on.
Well, it's all our faults, too, because if we believe in this nursery rhyme that collegiate sports is clean, shame on us. We ought to just pay the guys.
Oh, totally. Oh, my goodness. And you're exactly right. I mean, it's college sports is a lot more corrupt than we think, which is sad, because that's some of the people say that's some of the purest form of sports remaining, and sadly it is not.
That's nonsense.
That's what we're learning rather quickly.
Not on that level.
You know,
not
you think
a Big
about,
Ten level, that level, that's, it doesn't exist. Just pay them, and they are. They're professional athletes at a younger age, that's all.
You know, we live in a city where you're blessed to have two baseball teams, NFL hockey. You go down to Louisville, and, you know, you get into some of those towns where it's the ACC and the SEC. That is the stuff that runs that town. And the money is of epic proportions.
Oh, I mean, you guys, I lived in Columbus for 6 years. I totally agree with you. I mean, that's all that's going on, right? I mean, that's their pro team. That is their pro team. And the players, athletes, current and former, are treated as such. And that is absolutely a fact. And how deep the corruption runs in some of these places, especially some of the smaller places. I mean, I go back to what happened at Happy Valley with Penn State, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's so awful to think about how deep that corruption goes and how people have turned a blind eye to it year after year. It really is sad for those kids who Pitino sat in their living rooms and said, "Believe in me, I believe in your child." And then they were a total fraud. I mean, that is really disappointing.
We'll leave it there for this morning. Now get some rest. We know you had a late night at Wrigley last night, and thanks for your participation. It's great having you on.
Sadly, you can hear it in my voice. I'm sorry. Yes,
I'm sorry.
But always worth it to join you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dion Miller. Appreciate that. ABC 7 sports reporter here on Double Dallas.